Is this the voice of a winner?
I've been there, done that, messed around. I'm having fun, don't pull me down. I'll never let you sweep me off my feet.
And what about the chops on this chanteuse?
I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you.
They were just two of the thousands of people who got wristbands and got the courage to go to the Inglewood Forum before dawn to stand in line for the first cut of tryouts for the 10th season of American Idol. Kevin Roldan from Riverside says beyond having confidence in your vocal ability, you have to have confidence in yourself and let it explode in front of the judging panel, whoever they are.
In a high-stake audition like this, you have to bring your A-game, you have to be prepared, and you should not shoot anything less than amazing.
Erica doesn't lack for confidence either. She's traveled from Hannibal, New York to Malibu to Inglewood in pursuit of a dream.
What tells you you're going to be the next American Idol?
I have the passion for it. I love singing. It's been my life, so, and I believe I have it.
Then there was Tammy, who kept her throat warm with a scarf and saved her singing voice. She said the key to not being nervous is to pretend the judges are people you know and feel comfortable performing in front of.
I try to just think like it's my mom and my sister, my brother sitting up there, and then that's how I get through it.
Who knows? One of those thousands could turn out to be the next Clay Aiken, Kelly Clarkson, Ruben Studdard, or the next William Hung. Ugh. Well, let the singing begin. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.